Praise the Lord, everybody. I am so joyful to be at the Joy of Choice Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I remember when I first came to the capital region, even well before I even knew that I was going to be in this area, Joy of Choice was the first church I delivered my sermon after I graduated from the seminary in the capital region here. And later on, I started to preach at Saratoga. Now I've been preaching in Albany. This morning, I want to give all the glory to the Lord. I also like to welcome our guest pastor, Pastor Bosch. I'd like for you to stand up for the church to see you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I would like to welcome Sister Jennifer. She gave a testimony earlier. And lovely children. I would like to welcome Sister Mother Adrienne, that's Isis's grandmother, was one of the students where I'm one of the support staff at Phillips Scholar. And I would like for all our visitors to stand up. And we have a brother too from Macedonia who was visiting with us this morning too. And I would like for the church to give a hands of applause for all our visitors who are here this morning and give the Lord the glory. And now to give the Lord thanks for Pastor Miguel Crespo. He has not heard me preach directly, but he has heard my CD before when I was at the late training with him with Pastor Roman Kosloff. And also, I'd like to give thanks to the Board of Elders. And most of all, I want to give the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of our joy. Shall we pray? Dear Jesus, my lily of the valley, my bread of life, Father, I come not in my name. I ask to let Jesus be uplifted. Let him be exalted. Speak through me, for we need you right now. Give me your fresh bread from heavenly above, for you are a baker. And touch each and every one's heart that are here this morning in the preaching of Jesus, I pray, the source of joy. Amen. I have entitled the sermon this morning, Praise is What I Do. I remember when I first got baptized into the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I immediately fell in love with singing the great hymn of faith. My heart overwhelmed with joy as we sing God's love. Soon after I graduated from high school, James Madison in Brooklyn, New York, I went to Columbia College, and we used to sing that song, Rejoice in the Lord all always. And again, I say rejoice. And I still believe in Christian education. And while I was there, I started singing for the Lord. And there I love to sing the melody for you this morning. Rejoice in the Lord, O always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, O always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Turn your Bibles with me this morning to the scripture we just read earlier this morning, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. When you find it, say amen. When I first came to Capital Region, people say, some people, I don't know why they have trouble with amen, hallelujah, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. At the basketball game, people shout. We're going to get into that a little bit more later in the sermon. Shall we read with me? Through the fig tree may not blossom, no fruit be on the vines. Through the labor of the olive may fail, and the field yield no food. Through the flock may be cut off from the fold, and no herd in the stall. Yet I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer feet. He will make me feet upon high hills. He will make me walk on my high hills. For the next little while, we're going to look at verse 18. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. Yet I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. What is the name of Habakkuk mean to us this morning? The Hebrew name for Habakkuk is a verb to embrace. Habakkuk lift up to his name. In the good and bad times, he embraced the problems of life and remained faithful to the Lord after all his moments of crying, complaining, and despair. As you look back in chapter 1, Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2, Habakkuk asked the Lord, how, oh Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear me? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save. Why do you show my iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arise. In these chapters that we just read, we see two sides of Habakkuk. On one side, he was being like us. When you go into our difficulty time, we start complaining. We start asking, Lord, what should I do? Sometime we ask the Lord, why this person have better job than me? Why this person is driving nicer car than us? But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, this morning, that you can rejoice in the Lord at all times. For Abraham Lincoln would, People choose to be happy as they want to. You can choose to be staying on the negative perspective of your life, or you can be on the positive side. One of my favorite authors, Ellen G. White Wood, if we look on the brighter things of life, we'll meditate, we'll not concentrate on the thorns, but we'll concentrate more on the roses of life. That from the book of Step to Christ. As Christian, are we really rejoicing? Our church name is Joy of Joy. Do you understand the meaning of the name of this church? The Joy of Joy, Seventh-day Adventist Church. Think about it for a moment. Joy of Joy. What is joy to you? Can anybody tell me what is joy to them?
Children.
Somebody said children. Joy is gladness. Joy is a jubilee. Joy is delight. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. When was the last time you really rejoicing? Sometimes the circumstances of life seem so dark that you feel that God is a million miles away. You feel that life is unfair. You don't know what to say. Things are so above your imagination. You experience such pains, therapist after therapist. You cry out for help. You call for 911 and no one seems there to help you. I want to tell you, you might have a relationship problem. Oh, when we read the newspaper, we hear all the bad news about bank robberies, teachers charged on child molestation, suicide, car crashes, earthquake. But there's good news in the Bible for you this morning. We have all the sickness of heart attacks, cancer. People are dying every single day. And as a chaplain, I remember when I used to be working as a full-time chaplain, I used to get so many phone calls in the emergency room in the ICUs. And right now, still being a chaplain, so many things are taking place. You said, Chaplain Viel, how can I really be joyful? Can I be joyful when I heard the economy is going down? Can I be joyful when I can't pay my mortgage? Can I be joyful through you have heard that my mother is just getting recovery from cancer? Where can I find the joy, Habakkuk? Habakkuk said that perfect joy is only from the Lord. Yes, I rejoice in the Lord. The word yet is located on one side to the left. As Beyonce said, everything starts to the left. On the left, there's hardships. On the left, there's crying. On the left, sin to mess up in your life. On the left, there is a cross. On the left, you don't know what to do. On the left, you're underneath of your problems. On the left, sometimes you pray until midnight. On the left is when your husband walk away from home from your house. On the left is when you're working as a pastor from the conference and you get a call from the president of the conference saying you're on the left list. On the left is when you're a teacher at the school, they give you a pink slip and you get a laid off letter. On the left is when your spouses or your children having a surgeries. On the left for Habakkuk, there was a famine in the land. On the left is when we don't see the vines growing up. We see the thing look so shadow yellowish. We don't know. But I ought to tell you, on the right, things look greener. That's why this morning, everything I dressed this morning is green. Because the Bible says, when you trust in the Lord, you shall be like a tree planted by the water. That's why I want to tell you, I can be joyful on the right. Because Jesus, he is walking me with his right hand. On the right, we see this power underneath of your problem. Oh, there is power in the name of the Lord. For all things work together for good. On the right, David said, I've been young, but I'm old. But I've never seen the righteousness forsaken or his children begging for bread. Yet, I will rejoice. Can you say that in your life when things are going bad for you? Can you say, yet, I will still praise the Lord? As the children of Israel, they will tell the left, I've been to the Red Sea, but I came out. Ask the three Hebrew boys, they will tell you, this feel a little smoky, but I came out of the fire. Ask them, he'll tell you that it's been in the last pit, but it's been out. So apparently the time of famines, in this time of Habakkuk, agricultures, just like in America, money has such a great value, and the marketing and those technology, in the time of Habakkuk, there was a famine in the land. When famine came in your life, if that was today, we will say there's a recession and there's an all economic depression. Sometimes we put the blame on our political leaders, on George Bush, Obama, or the Republicans. But I can tell you, no one can solve your problems for you. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's what Habakkuk said. Yes, I will rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. Not because we're perfect, but there's salvation in Jesus Christ. Proverbs said, a merry heart is a good medicine, but a broken heart dry up the bones. If you really want to overcome the problem of your life, I will tell you, there is joy, there is mercy, there is grace at the feet of Jesus this morning. For Habakkuk say, the Lord shall make my feet like deer feet. What is deer? Deer in this context, when I was doing my Hebrew research, it means the little hint. And sometimes I was driving one time from Orlando to Miami. I ran into a lot of deer and little tiny hens that they call deer when they become big. Habakkuk say, the Lord shall make my feet like deer feet. He shall make me walk upon high places. Meaning, you are going to rejoice so high, because Jesus is your strength. Oh, dear, have strength in the faith. And Habakkuk wants you to know, really joy come from a relationship to the Lord, with the Lord. When you have a relationship with God, like I was telling Elder Pedro, the sometime even the Seventh-day Adventist organization, you can experience some problems. But when you're in the Lord, nothing can separate your love with the Lord. For Jesus said in John chapter 16, in this world, you will lament. But it's just like a mother having a child. And ladies, sisters in the congregation who are children know, when you have a baby, Sister Jenny carrying a baby, you know that you're going through a lot of pain. But after 9 months, when you hold that baby in your hands, you're rejoicing. So that's the way, that's the joy I'm talking about. You might experience difficulties of life, but I want to tell you, my Jesus said, in this world, you'll have tribulation, but be ye of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. If Jesus himself went to the burdens of this life, how much us for us as human beings? But he said, I have overcome. And Jesus, I got good news for you this morning. Jesus tells me to tell you this morning, the joy that I give you is a joy that no one can take away or steal away from you. Don't let no one take your joy. That's why I come to a point in my life now, I don't care about the conference title. I just come to pray. But my job, I praise Jesus this morning with me. Sometimes people fighting for position in the church, but I tell you, it's not about what position you have in the church. It's your relationship with the Lord. Do you joy in your heart? You might have been a Seventh-day Adventist all your life, think you still you have that joy, but I will tell you, that joy is not knowing all the fundamental beliefs of the church, not just keeping the 7-day Sabbath on Saturday, But that joy you needed every morning, every time when you wake up in this morning, you can touch your nose, say, thank you, Jesus. I went to sleep last night. That woke me up this morning. Don't wait until Saturday morning to give the Lord praise only. I don't know about you. I praise Him on every day. I praise Him on Sunday. I praise Him on Monday. I praise Him on Tuesday. I praise Him on Wednesday. I praise Him on Thursday. I praise Him on Friday. Sometimes my heart will work. You might have arch, but I'll tell you on the other side, you can shout hallelujah. I shout hallelujah for Jesus, because when I don't have no bread of on my table, He's my bread of life. When I feel things are confused, the devil. But I can tell you, Jesus is my light. When there's no way, I can tell you, Jesus is the door. When I need direction in my life, I can tell you this morning that Jesus is my good shepherd. He is the resurrection, the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the true vine. He is the joy that is a rainbow hanging in the cloud. Oh yes, there is joy in suffering. Oh yes, trouble can defeat you. The graves can hold you down. Jesus has died and the world over. That's the good news about Seventh Adventist Church. We serve a resurrected Lord. We should not be all crying and complaining and murmuring. For Jesus tell me this morning to tell you, come unto me all that we are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the way it's supposed to be, church. With Jesus, you can rejoice anywhere. Anyhow, for anything, anytime. When you rejoice, you can turn the bus stop into the place where you stop by. When you rejoice, you can turn the basketball court into the court of rejoicing and self-competition. You can turn the doctor's office into a healing station. You can turn a picket line into a prayer walk. When you're rejoicing, you can turn gossip into preaching the gospel. When you're rejoicing, you can turn a hatred into love for your neighbors, for your spouse, for your children. When you're rejoicing, your problems turn into praise. Your trembling turn into triumph. I'm wondering, are there any joy at Job Joy this morning? Joy is God's ideal for His children. Every generation, every family, we must learn to be happy and content in the midst of it, regardless of all our circumstances. Life is good, but God is better. We don't need the good to be content. We can be happy just knowing that Jesus is the source of our joy. Today, I challenge you, my brothers and sisters. Today, I challenge you, my elders. Today, I challenge you, the deacon at Job Joy. Today, I challenge you, the little children. Today, I challenge you, those who are listening on the website this morning. Let Jesus be the joy of your life. Jesus is the source of my joy. I don't know about you. I'm going to give the glory and honor to Jesus Christ. I remember when I first came to America, some people say it is hard to raise love in America, but I got good news for you. My mother has 8 children, and she always tells me, the same God who provided last year bread on our tables, who provided last month's rent, will always provide. And being young, coming from Haiti, people thought maybe I could have studied something that make money. But I want to tell you, with Jesus Christ, when you have his peace in your heart, and when he gives you health, that's better than any money in the world can buy. As a chaplain, I never see anybody take any of the possessions in their graves with them. I want to tell you, Jesus is my source of joy. Jesus is the joy for my mother, and God always provides for me. Went to the school, I was about to graduate. Didn't have enough money, but God make a way out of no way. And this morning, if Jesus is your joy, as we're going to sing, to God be the glory, I'd like for you to stand with me this morning. Stand up on your feet this morning. Yes. 341.
Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Wherever you're standing, if that you desire, you really want to praise the Lord at all times this morning, and this morning, you may not be even a Seventh-day really experience that joy deeply in your life. You might have been in the church, like I say. I would like for you to raise your hands, and we're going to pray right here for you this morning. I've seen so many hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that joy is for everybody this morning. It's not only for Pastor Viel, but it's for each and every one of you this morning. Let us pray. Joyful Lord, in Jesus' name we come once more. To thy, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. I want you to bless those who have raised their hands this morning. Be with especially Sister Adrienne, Isis' grandmother. Be with Sister Jennifer. She says she really wants to experience your joy this morning. Oh Lord, I feel like preaching the whole day, Lord. But Lord, we know there's a time for everything. We ask you, Lord, we know it's not a lot of preaching that will bring your joy, but it's a relationship that the people need to have with you, Lord. Fill your people with your joy this morning. Set them free from the bondage of sin. Renew in the heart the joy of your salvation. Revive them in a new heart, a new spirit. Joy of joy, they've been always trying to find your joy. They bought this building, Lord, but I know it's not just buying a new building that will give us your joy, but that joy needs to be in our heart. As I've been experiencing your joy in my heart, let each and every visitors, every children here, even those who's going to be listening to the sermon on the website, let them experience the perfect joy, perfect peace from Jesus this morning. Draw them closer to you. If it's a sin in their life that hindrance that joy, we ask you that you might set them free. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but is the blood of Jesus. Maybe there might be a conflict in the church that prevents them from getting your blessing this morning. We ask you in the name of Jesus, remove that conflict. We ask you, maybe somebody have experienced some financial hardship this morning, a sickness. Bring your healing to them this morning. We don't want to live here with any sorrows because we're in the presence of joy this morning. Bless us. Be with all the 7 Adventist churches around the world. Be with those at camp meeting this morning. Be with those who are not able to make it here this morning. Be with the sick and shoddy. We give you thanks. That joy, I don't need money to buy it. That joy, I don't need to get it from Pastor Crespo. That joy, even though I preach about your joy this morning, I'm not the joy giver, but you are the joy giver this morning that makes the difference, Lord. Fill them with your joy. In Jesus' name we pray, the source of joy. Let the church say, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Dismiss us, Lord, with blessing we pray, as from thy worship we go our ways. Guide in life's course.